Be connected to the people of God.
Estoy agradecido de ser conectados a eso.
We're going to be in John chapter 12 tonight.
Vamos a estar en Juan capítulo 12.
John chapter 12, going to the Word of God.
Juan capítulo 12 en la pantalla.
Praise God. So glad to be home.
Me da gusto estar en casa.
Praise God. There really is no place like home.
No hay lugar como estar en casa.
Praise God. I'm very thankful for this church.
Yo estoy muy agradecido por esta iglesia.
And I'm thankful to have a place to launch from.
Y estoy agradecido tener un lugar donde poderme ir.
I believe that God is giving us leverage.
Yo creo que Dios nos está dando movimiento.
To reach into places that we've never reached before.
Para alcanzar lugares que nunca hemos alcanzado.
And as we reach,
y mientras alcanzamos,
there's indraw happening into this house.
Hay personas siendo llamadas a esta casa.
How many are thankful for that?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por eso?
Praise God. John chapter 12, beginning in verse 1.
Juan 12 y 1.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This said he, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on this thought.
Unos momentos.
Building a house where you can live.
Construye una casa donde puedes vivir.
Or maybe better titled, building a house where you can thrive.
O construye una casa donde puedes crecer grandemente.
How many want to build a house where you can thrive and flourish?
¿Cuántos quieren vivir una casa donde puedes crecer grandemente?
If you're thankful for the word of God, why don't you put your Bible down and lift up your hands? God, we love you, we worship you, we magnify you for your word, God. I pray that you would anoint this service, anoint my lips, anoint our ears, God. And we'll praise you for what you're going to do in this service. And everybody say in Jesus' name. High five somebody next to you and tell them it's good to see you in God's house.
Saludo a tu vecino, dile, me da gusto verte.
If you're standing next to a visitor, give them a hug, shake their hand, tell them how good it is to see them here tonight.
Si estás a un lado de visitante, dile que te dé mucho gusto verlo.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God.
Dios los bendiga, se pueden sentar.
The home that we're reading about in this text is one of the most famous in all of the Gospels.
La casa que leemos es una de las casas más famosas en el Evangelio.
It's a house. It's a prepared place.
Es una casa, un lugar preparado.
And those of you, I mean, anybody here ever built a house?
¿Alguien ha construido una casa?
Or remodeled a house?
¿O remodelado una casa?
Or furnished a house?
¿O llenó de muebles?
And I know some of you are really particular about how you prepare the place where you live.
Yo sé que muchos son muy particular en eso.
But it is very obvious to me when I read this story.
Pero es muy obvio cuando leo esta historia.
That Mary and Martha and Lazarus were very intentional about this house.
Que María, Marta y Lázaro tenían mucha intención sobre esta casa.
Each of the gospel accounts tells of Jesus' frequent visits to the town of Bethany.
Cada evangelio hablaba de que Jesús visitaba Betania mucho.
And this particular house is not just any house.
Y esta casa en particular no es cualquier casa.
But it's very obvious when you read the story that this is a place that Jesus feels at home.
Pero esto es muy obvio, pero este es un lugar donde Jesús se sentía en casa.
Now I don't know about you tonight.
Yo no sé de ti esta noche.
But I want this house.
Pero yo quiero que esta casa.
To be the kind of place that Jesus feels comfortable.
Que sea el lugar donde Jesús se sienta cómodo.
I want this to be the kind of place that he likes to come.
Quiero que este sea el lugar que a Jesús le gusta venir.
Not the kind of place that he comes out of obligation.
No el lugar que viene de obligación.
Or where we have to twist his arm to show up.
Donde tenemos que forzarlo para que llegue.
But I would like for my life to be the kind of place that he wants to come.
Pero quiero que mi vida sea el lugar donde él quiere venir.
That, you know, You know how sometimes whenever we're having a special speaker or a special event, you get excited to come to God's house.
¿Saben como cuando tenemos un evento especial se emocionan venir?
I want it to be the kind of place that when we're getting close to the time that for us to have church.
Quiero que cuando el tiempo venga para que tengamos la iglesia.
That Jesus starts to feel some excitement.
Que Jesús se siente emocionado.
That he starts to feel some anticipation.
Empieza a sentir anticipación.
That he's like somebody watching the service online.
Que es como alguien mirando el servicio en línea.
Who says, "Oh, it's about 7:20. It's about 6:27."
Es como las 6:27.
Church is about to start a new life.
La iglesia va a empezar en nueva vida.
And I know how much they love my presence.
Y yo sé que a ellos les gusta mi presencia.
Where he's getting ready to show up.
Y se está preparando para llegar.
Where he's getting ready to make his entrance.
Y se está preparando para hacer su entrada.
Where the atmosphere of prayer and praise is so filled.
Donde la atmósfera de alabanza y oración.
Where he starts to begin to move.
Y él se empieza a mover en ese lugar.
I want it to be the kind of place that he's excited to be.
Quiero que el lugar donde él se emociona llegar.
Now it's ironic when we read this passage of scripture.
Es irónicamente cuando leemos este pasaje.
That this house at Bethany.
Que esta casa en Betania.
Is juxtaposed in the text.
Está comparada en el texto.
With the temple.
Con el templo.
As a matter of fact, as Jesus leaves this house.
Y cuando Jesús se va de esta casa.
He's going to begin to make his way into Jerusalem.
Empieza a caminar a Jerusalén.
And this is what we call the triumphal entry.
Y esto es lo que llamamos la entrada triunfa.
Where he makes his way up to the temple.
Donde él camina hacia el templo.
And so we see both of these places juxtaposed in this text.
Miramos los dos lugares comparados en la escritura.
But it's very interesting.
Y es muy interesante.
That as specific as God was in the Old Testament.
Que así como Dios tenía detalles en el Antiguo Testamento.
With Aaron and the Levites about how to prepare the house of God.
Con Aarón y los levitas de cómo preparar la casa de Dios.
In this specific text.
En este texto específico.
You see Jesus at a place that he loves to be.
Miras a Jesús en un lugar donde le gusta estar.
But you see him going up to a place.
Pero lo miras caminando hacia arriba a un lugar.
That was created for him to dwell in.
Donde fue creado para que él habitara.
But when he goes up to the temple,
pero cuando va al templo,
there is frustration.
Hay frustración.
Because the temple is not a place.
Porque el templo no es un lugar.
That is habitable for God.
Que puede habitar Dios.
It's a place of confusion.
Es un lugar de confusión.
It's a place of clutter.
Es un lugar de cosas caos.
There's a lot of stuff happening in the temple that was not a part of the plan of God.
Hay muchas cosas pasando que no eran plan de Dios.
And so it's obvious that he's more at home in Bethany.
Y es obvio que se siente más en casa en Betania.
It's a humble place.
Es un lugar humilde.
It's a small place.
Es un lugar pequeño.
There's probably not a lot of gold and silver and precious metal.
Tal vez no hay mucho oro, plata.
But it's a place that he can take his sandals off.
Pero es un lugar donde se puede quitar las sandalias.
It's a place that he can be refreshed by the praise and worship.
Es un lugar donde se siente renovado.
It's the kind of place that if you were there, you could feel the presence of God.
Es el lugar que si estuvieras ahí puedes sentir la presencia de Dios.
This story flows from Mary and Martha and Lazarus's house.
Esta historia viene de la casa de María y Lázaro y Marta.
Into this triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem.
A esta entrada de Jerusalén. De Jesús entrando a Jerusalén.
The people would leave this moment.
El pueblo se iban a ir de este momento.
Of the anointing of his body by Mary.
De la unción de su cuerpo por María.
And something about the atmosphere.
Y algo de la atmósfera.
That Mary was able to create.
Que María podía crear.
Would invigorate the multitude.
Iba a darle energía a la multitud.
It would inspire the people who were in this place of devotion and worship.
Iba a inspirar a las personas que estaban en ese lugar.
To begin to take off their garments.
Para empezar a quitarse la ropa.
And to begin to break off palm fronds.
Y empezar a sacar las hojas.
And begin to create an atmosphere.
Y empezar a crear una atmósfera.
Where the presence of God could be ushered into the city.
Donde la presencia de Dios puede ser entrada en la presencia.
Something was prepared in that place at Bethany.
Algo fue preparado en el lugar en Betania.
That created a hunger.
Que creó un hambre.
To usher in the presence of God.
Para entrar la presencia de Dios.
They would begin to cry out with a loud voice.
Empezaron a clamar con voz alta.
Hosanna.
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 Blessed is the King of Israel.
Bendito es el Rey de Israel.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Bendito es el que viene en el nombre del Señor.
They were impacted by Mary's worship.
Fueron impactados por la adoración de María.
They were impacted to the degree.
Fueron impactados al nivel.
That they were willing to take off their dignified robes.
Que estaban dispuestos a quitarse su ropa digna.
They were willing to take off their pedigree.
Estaban queriéndose quitar lo que los
necesitaba. They were willing to take off their religious experience.
Estaban dispuestos a quitarse su religión experiencia.
And worship God in a way that would truly usher the presence of God in.
Y alabar a Dios de una manera que puede invitar la presencia de Dios.
As they cried out.
Mientras ellos clamaban.
Hosanna.
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 They were quoting Old Testament prophecy.
Estaban hablando profecías antiguas.
They were ushering in the creator of the world.
Estaban invitando la presencia de Dios.
Into the city that was prepared for his name.
A la ciudad que fue preparada por su nombre.
They were ushering the presence of God into the holy place.
Estaban entrando invitando la presencia de Dios a un lugar santísimo.
That place that signified the presence of God.
El lugar que significaba la presencia de Dios.
You see, Mary built a house.
María construyó una casa.
Where Jesus felt at home,
donde Jesús se sentía cómodo,
and it stirred up something in the Messiah,
y avivó algo adentro del Mesías,
that began to usher him into the fulfillment,
que lo empezó a mover al cumplimiento,
of a 500-year-old prophecy,
de una profecía de más que de 500 años.
His attitude in his house,
su actitud en su casa,
it ushered him into a place,
lo llevó a un lugar.
Where he felt comfortable,
donde se sentía con confianza,
to begin to move into prophecy fulfilled,
para poder moverse en profecía.
Can I tell you tonight?
Te puedo decir esta noche,
that you have the power.
Que tú tienes el poder.
Everybody say I have the power.
Todos digan yo tengo el poder.
I'm not talking about your neighbor.
Yo no estoy hablando de tu vecino.
I'm not talking about your mama and your daddy.
Yo no estoy hablando de tus padres.
I'm not talking about your friends in the youth group.
No estoy hablando de tus amigos en el jóvenes.
I'm telling you that you have the power.
Te estoy diciendo tú tienes el poder.
By the house that you create.
Por la casa que tú creas.
With your response to spiritual dynamics.
Con tu respuesta al movimiento dinámico.
To make Jesus feel at home.
Para hacer que Jesús se sienta en casa.
To break open the miraculous in your life.
Para que se abra lo milagroso en tu vida.
I'm telling you, there may be some prophecies that you're waiting to be fulfilled.
Tal vez hay profecías que estás esperando que se cumplan.
But you know, you're not waiting on the preacher tonight.
Pero no estás esperando al predicador.
You're not waiting on somebody else to create the atmosphere.
No estás esperando que alguien más crea esa atmósfera.
But you have the power.
Pero tú tienes el poder.
To build a house tonight.
Para hacer la casa esta noche.
That makes Jesus feel at home.
Que hace que Jesús se sienta en
to
casa.
To where he said, "I'm leaving this place."
Para que él dice que yo me voy de este lugar.
And I'm moving into a future.
Y me voy a mover.
That's going to break open the miraculous.
Que va a romper lo milagroso.
That's going to break open the supernatural.
Que va a romper lo sobrenatural.
I'm telling you, you're just a hair's breadth from the miraculous.
Te digo, estás muy cerquita de lo milagroso.
You're just a stone's throw from victory tonight.
Estás muy cercano a la milagro.
You're just one response away.
Solo te falta una respuesta.
From seeing God answer your prayer.
Para que Dios responda a tu oración.
From God ushering in an environment.
Para que Dios entre en una atmósfera.
Where a backslider can come home.
Donde un alejado se puede venir.
Where a hungry person out on the street.
Donde alguien con hambre afuera.
Can walk into the house of God.
Puede entrar a la casa de Dios.
And have a transformation.
Y puede tener una transformación.
Mary didn't worry about the criticism.
María no se preocupaba por la crítica.
She didn't worry about all of the different people with all the internal thoughts.
No se preocupaba por los pensamientos de los demás.
Or all of the manifest ideas.
O las ideas manifestadas.
She created an atmosphere.
Ella creó una atmósfera.
Where Jesus felt at home.
Donde Jesús se sentía en casa.
She built a house for him.
Ella hizo una casa para él.
One writer said it like this.
Un autor lo dijo así.
A Christian,
un cristiano,
is a safe place.
Es un lugar seguro
for the presence of God to dwell.
Para que la presencia de Dios habite.
Now our person is a spirit.
Nuestra persona es un espíritu.
And it is a soul.
Y es una alma.
And it is a body.
Y es un cuerpo.
So I have to get my whole person into synchronicity with him.
So todo mi ser, mi persona tiene que estar alineado.
A Christian is an emotional center.
Un cristiano es un lugar central emocional.
A Christian is a cognitive center.
Ser cristiano es un centro cognitivo.
I'm not just what you see.
No soy solamente lo que ves.
But I am a compilation of all of those components of my nature.
Pero yo tengo muchas naturalezas y es lo que estás mirando.
They had created a house.
Ellos crearon una casa.
Where the cups were washed.
Donde los vasos estaban limpiados.
Where the plates were clean and dry.
Donde los platos estaban limpios y lavados.
Where the table was prepared.
Donde la mesa estaba preparada.
And the plates and the cups were put out.
Y los platos y los vasos fueron puestos fuera.
It was a place where coffee had been made.
Era un lugar donde tenían el café listo.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Where iced tea had been prepared.
Donde el té estaba listo.
It was a place where the floor had been swept.
Era un lugar donde el piso fue mapeado.
Where the cobwebs had been removed.
Donde las telarañas las fueron quitadas.
Because there was an expectation.
Porque había una esperanza.
We're going to have a guest.
Que va a venir un visitante.
And he's not just any other guest.
Y no es cualquier otra persona.
But he's the King of Kings.
Pero es el Rey de Reyes.
He's the Lord of Lords.
Es el Señor de Señores.
He's the I Am.
Es el Yo Soy.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Es el mismo ayer, ahora y para siempre.
If he's going to come back.
Si él va a venir.
We have to be intentional.
Tenemos que tener intención.
With how we prepare the house.
De cómo preparamos la casa.
Praise God. And they were intentional.
Y ellos tenían intención.
He felt comfortable there.
Se sentía cómodo ahí.
He felt welcome there.
Se sentía bienvenido ahí.
They had prepared the house.
Habían preparado una casa.
They had invited friends.
Habían invitado amigos.
They had carefully considered who to invite.
Con cuidado de, escogieron los invitados.
They were looking for people.
Estaban buscando a personas.
That would make the master feel comfortable.
Que hacían al maestro sentirse cómodo.
Not because of their pedigree.
No por su pasado.
Not because of their last name.
No por su apellido.
But they found people.
Pero ellos encontraron personas.
That when he got into the room.
Que cuando llegaron al cuarto.
They would be excited that the master was there.
Estaban emocionados que el maestro estaba ahí.
You know, sometimes it's not so much about how important the person is.
A veces no es de tan importante la persona.
But it's about how hungry they are.
Pero qué tanta hambre tiene ese individuo.
You know, I watched y'all doing praise and worship tonight.
Yo estábamos alabando hoy.
I watched you doing the prayer service.
Yo los miré en la oración.
And you know what I concluded?
¿Sabes lo que yo me di cuenta?
I concluded that some people came tonight.
Me di cuenta que personas llegaron esta noche.
Who weren't concerned about what people were wearing.
Que no estaban preocupados de lo que traían
but
puesto.
But they were hungry for the presence of God.
Pero tenían hambre de la presencia de Dios.
They were hungry for the glory of God.
Tenían hambre de la gloria de Dios.
Can I tell you, you don't have to be perfect.
Tú no tienes que ser perfecto.
You don't have to have the right last name.
No tienes que tener el apellido correcto.
We're not worried about the color of your skin.
No nos preocupamos por el color de tu piel.
We're just looking for hungry people.
Solo buscamos a gente con
hambre. We're looking for thirsty people.
Buscamos personas que tienen
sed. We're looking for people that don't care about anything else.
Estamos buscando personas que no le importa lo demás.
But ushering in the presence of God.
Pero que inviten la presencia de Dios.
Come on, am I preaching to anybody tonight?
Le estaré predicando a alguien esta noche.
That said, I don't care who's here.
Que dice, no me importa quién está aquí.
I just want to have people here.
Yo quiero tener personas aquí.
Who want to worship him with me.
Que quieren adorarlo conmigo.
Who want to make Jesus feel welcome in
que
the
quieren
house.
Hacer que Jesús se sienta
bienvenido. Come on, does anybody want Jesus to feel welcome here tonight?
¿Alguien quiere que Jesús venga aquí?
I didn't ask the praise team before we came what songs they were singing.
Yo no le pedí al coro qué canciones iban a cantar.
Because that's not really what I'm concerned about tonight.
Porque eso no me preocupa esta noche.
I don't care about the set list.
No me importa de la lista.
I don't care about who's on the piano.
No me importa quién está en el piano.
I don't care about who's playing the drums.
No me importa quién toca los tambores.
I don't care about who's on the guitar.
No me importa quién está en la guitarra.
I don't care about who's doing announcements or exhortation.
No me importa quién hace la exhortación o anuncios.
Everything we do is about Jesus.
Todo lo que hacemos se trata de Jesús.
It's all in him.
Todo está en él.
It's all about him.
Todo se trata de él.
It's all for his glory.
Todo es para la gloria de él.
This is not a concert.
Este no es concierto.
This is not a Broadway show.
Este no es un telegrama.
It's a worship service.
Este es un servicio de adoración.
It's about Jesus.
Esto se trata de Jesús.
I'm not worried about your cry face.
No me preocupa de que llores.
I'm not primarily concerned about how it looks on a camera tonight.
No me pregunta cómo te miras en una cámara.
I just want to know, are you hungry for Jesus?
Pero me quiero saber si tienes hambre para Jesús.
I just want to know, are you desirous of him?
¿Tienes deseos de él?
It was all about Jesus.
Todo se trataba de Jesús.
He was the center of their world.
Era el centro de su mundo.
A world that they had created.
Un mundo que ellos crearon.
In a house that was built around him.
En una casa que fue creada alrededor de él.
This is what the nation of Israel was designed to be.
Esto fue el diseño de la nación de Israel.
All of their prominent places.
Todos sus lugares importantes.
Were centered around creating a space for the Messiah.
Estaban centrados a crear un espacio para el Mesías.
That's why even today.
Por eso aún hoy.
Bishop talked about it this morning.
El obispo habló de esta mañana.
The conflict happening in Israel.
El conflicto sucediendo en Israel.
Is at the epicenter of what God is focused on right now.
Está en el centro del enfoque de Dios.
Because Israel was designed to be a place.
Porque Israel fue diseñado ser lugar.
Where the presence of God was welcome.
Donde la presencia de Dios era bienvenida.
And the church is by extension.
Y la iglesia es por extensión.
That kind of place.
Ese clase de lugar.
And I'm just going to tell you tonight.
Yo te voy a decir esta noche.
If we lose focus of that.
Si perdemos el enfoque de eso.
We lose everything.
Perdemos todo.
Our value is connected to Jesus.
Nuestro valor está conectado a Jesús.
Our anointing is connected to Jesus.
Nuestra unción está conectado a Jesús.
Our effectiveness is connected to Jesus.
La efectividad que tenemos está conectado a él.
If he's not here.
Si él no está aquí,
there are no miracles.
No hay milagros.
If he's not here,
si él no está aquí,
there's no breakthrough.
No hay victoria.
If he's not here,
si él no está aquí,
there's no authority.
No hay autoridad.
There's no anointing.
No hay unción.
We need the presence of God.
Necesitamos la presencia de Dios.
The writer of Psalms said it like this.
El autor de Salmos dijo así.
He said, "I was glad when they said unto me."
Yo me alegré cuando me dijeron.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Vamos a la casa del Señor.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Nuestros pies estarán en Jerusalén.
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
Jerusalén es como una ciudad junta.
Whither the tribes go up.
Donde van los tribus para arriba.
The tribes of the Lord.
Los tribus del Señor.
Unto the testimony of Israel.
Al testimonio de Israel.
To give thanks unto the name of the Lord.
Para dar gracias al nombre del Señor.
For there are set thrones of judgment.
Porque hay tronos de juicio.
The thrones of the house of David.
Los tronos de la casa de David.
We are instructed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Tenemos instrucción orar por la paz de Jerusalén.
They shall prosper that love thee.
Prosperarán los que te aman.
Peace be within thy walls.
Paz que esté en tus paredes.
And prosperity within thy palaces.
Y prosperidad en tus palacios.
For my brethren and companions' sakes.
Porque por mis hermanos y mis hermanas.
I will now say peace be within thee.
Ahora decía la paz continua.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Por la casa de Dios buscaré tu bien.
God told Abraham.
Dios le dijo a Abraham.
He said, "I'm going to bless those that bless you."
Bendeciré los que te bendigan.
And I'm going to curse those that curse you.
Y maldeciré los que te maldigan.
And in thy seed.
Y en tu semilla.
Shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Todas las naciones de Israel serán bendecidas.
Can I tell the church something tonight?
Le puedo decir a la iglesia esta noche.
You better be the friend of Israel.
Tienes que ser el amigo de Israel.
You better get in alignment with the people of God.
Alíñate con el pueblo de Dios.
I don't care who's against her.
No me importa quién está contra él.
I don't care who's assaulting her.
No me importa quién está peleando.
The people of God.
El pueblo de Dios.
Better pray for the peace of Israel.
Debe orar por la paz de Israel.
Because we're inextricably linked together.
Porque estamos atados juntos.
With the people of God.
Con el pueblo de Dios.
With the seed of Abraham.
Somos la semilla de Abraham.
Praise God. The Antichrist is going to rise up against her.
El anticristo irá contra ella.
He's going to back her into a corner.
Él la va a empujar a una esquina.
He's coming against the woman with child.
Va a venir contra la mujer con hijo.
And when he realizes he can't get his hands on her.
Y cuando se da cuenta que no la puede tocar.
You know who he comes after next?
¿Sabes con quién pelea?
He comes after the remnant of her seed.
Pelea con la remanente de su semilla.
He said, "You're connected to her."
Él dice, estás conectado con ella.
And you know how you know the remnant of her seed?
¿Y sabes cómo sabes la remanente de su semilla?
Because she hasn't taken the mark.
Porque no ha tomado la marca.
And because she bears the name of Jesus.
Y porque lleva el nombre de Jesús.
I'm here to tell you that we're the people of God.
Te vengo a decir, somos el pueblo de Dios.
And we're connected to Israel.
Y estamos conectados con Israel.
We're linked together with her.
Estamos atados con ella.
So we pray for the peace of Israel.
Oramos por la paz de Israel.
And I'm here to tell you the Antichrist understands.
Y te vengo a decir, el anticristo lo entiende.
The spirit of the Antichrist understands.
El espíritu del anticristo entiende.
That if he can stop the church.
Que si puede parar a la iglesia.
And if he can stop Israel.
Y si puede parar a Israel.
Then his kingdom can ascend in the earth.
Su reino puede crecer en esta tierra.
But can I tell you, apostolic church,
puedo decir, iglesia apostólica,
that Israel is predestined,
que Israel está predestinado,
and that the church of the living God is predestined.
Y la iglesia de Dios vivo está predestinada.
As long as you understand who you are,
si tú entiendes quién eres,
and you keep your focus,
y tú mantienes tu enfoque,
I don't care how bad it gets in the world,
no me importa qué tan feo se pone afuera,
there's going to be a revival,
va a haber avivamiento,
there's going to be a breakthrough,
va a haber victoria,
there's going to be the supernatural,
va a haber lo sobrenatural,
there's going to be the increase,
va a haber aumento,
of his government,
de su gobierno,
and his peace,
y su paz.
Come on, somebody praise it.
Alguien alábelo.
High five somebody next to you and tell them I'm predestined.
Saluda a tu vecino, dile estoy predestinado.
Praise God. Jesus goes up into the temple.
Jesús sube al templo.
He is stirred up.
Está abatido.
The supernatural begins to unfold.
Lo sobrenatural se empieza a desarrollar.
He begins to cast out all of those who are involved in exchanging money and goods.
Empieza a voltear las mesas que los que están vendiendo en el templo.
He overthrows the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves.
Él voltea las de las mesas de los que están vendiendo pájaros.
He sets everything in order in his house.
Pone todo en orden en su casa.
And the blind came to him.
Y los ciegos vinieron a él.
And the lame came to him.
Y los cojos vinieron a él.
And he healed them.
Y los sanó.
Now you know what happens.
¿Sabes lo que pasa?
The chief priests and the scribes,
los sumos sacerdotes y los escribas,
get upset and hacked off at him.
Se frustran y se enojan con él.
What you have to understand is if you're going to be the people of God,
lo que tienes que entender, si vas a ser el pueblo de Dios,
if you're going to push back against the darkness in your world,
si vas a empujar contra la oscuridad,
the world is not going to understand.
El mundo no lo va a entender.
They're going to push back at what God is doing.
Ellos van a empujar al plan de Dios.
And Jesus begins to set things in order.
Y Jesús pone a pensar las cosas en línea.
He begins to make the house what it was intended to be.
Empieza a poner la, para atrás la intención de la casa.
He said this was intended to be a house of prayer.
Esto fue la intención fue hacer casa de oración.
For all nations.
Para todas naciones.
For all people.
Para todo pueblo.
I'm just telling you, I love what I feel around here lately.
Yo te digo, yo amo lo que siento aquí en esta casa.
We have so many things happening around the house of God dimensionally.
Hay muchas cosas pasando aquí en dimensiones.
God is doing a work among us.
Dios está haciendo obra entre nosotros.
That's a little bit unconventional.
Que es un poquito diferente.
But I'm telling you that it's absolutely the will of God.
Pero es absolutamente la voluntad de Dios.
To have the kind of church we're having lately.
Que tengamos la iglesia que estamos teniendo ahorita.
People are coming in that don't know how to worship.
Las personas vienen que no saben adorar.
They don't know how to be second and third generation apostolic.
No saben tener segunda, tercera generación
apostólico. There's a lot of strange movement in the house.
Hay mucho movimiento raro en la casa.
But you know what it is.
Pero saben lo que es.
It's babies being born in
Son
God's
bebés
house.
Siendo nacido en la casa de Dios.
Jesus said, "Haven't you heard?"
Que no han escuchado, dijo
it's
Jesús.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
De la boca de los bebés.
That praise is perfected.
Que la alabanza es perfeccionada.
Praise isn't perfected in my little second generation. I know how to shout.
La alabanza no es perfeccionada en la segunda generación.
Praise isn't perfected by a good praise group.
No, la alabanza no es perfeccionado con el coro.
Praise is perfected.
La alabanza es perfeccionada.
When people that are hooked on drugs.
Cuando personas que tienen drogas.
Who have psychological issues.
Que tienen problemas psicológicos.
Who don't have a family of origin that they can even identify with.
Que no tienen familia o origen de donde vienen.
Who make their way into the house of God.
Que vinieron a la casa de Dios.
They're just glad to be here.
Solamente tan contento estar aquí.
And God fills them with the Holy Ghost.
Y Dios los llena con el Espíritu Santo.
And they begin to testify.
Y ellos empiezan a dar testimonio.
That's how praise is perfected.
Así es como perfeccionado la alabanza.
Our perfect church.
Nuestra iglesia perfecta.
It's not how we look in our apostolic guard.
No es como nos miramos aquí.
But our perfect church.
Pero la iglesia perfecta.
Is our dysfunction.
Es nuestra disfunción.
It's people coming in.
Las personas que vienen.
That don't have a pedigree.
Que no tienen pedigrí.
That don't look apostolic.
Que no se miran apostólicos.
That don't dress apostolic.
Que no se visten apostólicos.
Jesus said, "Don't you understand?"
Jesús dice que no entiendes.
You have the robes.
Tú tienes la ropa.
You have the perfect church.
Tú tienes la iglesia perfecta.
But praise is perfected.
Pero la alabanza es perfeccionada.
In the mouth of babes.
En la boca de los bebés.
The people that don't make your church pretty.
El pueblo que no te hace mirar la iglesia bonita.
Are the ones that perfect praise.
Esa gente es la que perfecciona la alabanza.
New Life, listen to me.
Nueva vida, escúchenme.
What's happening around here right now?
Lo que está pasando en esta iglesia.
Is perfected praise.
Es alabanza perfeccionada.
It's perfect. This is perfect church.
Esta es iglesia perfecta.
This is the best kind of church.
Esta es la mejor clase de iglesia.
Not the kind of church where third generation people come in and complain about the temperature.
No la clase cuando vienen y se quejan de la temperatura.
But where people come in and they don't even know how you normally keep the temperature.
O que vienen y no saben la temperatura.
Not where people are so worried about where they sit, where everybody else sits.
No de las personas que se preocupan dónde se sientan.
But where people come in, they don't know who's supposed to sit where.
Pero cuando vienen y no saben dónde se tienen
They're
que sentar.
They're just glad to feel the presence of God.
No más están contentos que está la presencia
They're
de Dios.
They're just glad that somebody invited them to church.
Están contentos que alguien lo invitó a la casa.
That's perfect church.
Esta es iglesia perfecta.
This is perfect church.
Esta es iglesia perfecta.
Praise God. But Mary created an atmosphere.
María creó una atmósfera.
With her ugly cry face.
Con su cara fea.
Oh, you see, you like being cute at church.
Dice, a ti te gusta que te miras bonito en la iglesia.
It was so offensive.
Era tan ofensivo.
Mary's prayer room.
La oración de María.
Was so ugly.
Estaba tan fea.
That everybody had an issue with it.
Que todos tenían problema con eso.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Ustedes saben de lo que hablo.
That face you make, people are like, "Ooh, don't make that face."
Esa cara que haces cuando oras.
That's your ugly cry face.
Esa es tu cara fea.
We need more ugly cry face in the prayer room.
Necesitamos más caras feas en la oración.
We need some ugly cry face on the platform.
Necesitamos caras feas en la plataforma.
Everybody got offended.
Todos que están ofendidos.
At Mary's prayer.
En la oración de María.
But Mary was creating an atmosphere.
Pero María estaba creando una
atmósfera. Jesus was like, you know what?
Donde Jesús sabe,
I just like being here.
Jesús le dice, me gusta estar aquí.
Can he trust you with his outcasts?
¿Podrá él confiarte con los que están echados?
Can he trust you with people that don't look like you?
Con las personas que no se miran como tú, Dios
Can
puede confiar.
He trust you with broken people?
¿Te podría él enviar a gente quebrada?
He said, "Those that are whole."
Él dice los que están enteros.
They don't need a physician.
Ellos no ocupan médico.
Can I tell you something tonight?
Te puedo decir algo esta noche.
I want to be the kind of apostolic.
Quiero ser el clase de apostólico.
That doesn't come to church.
Que no viene a la iglesia.
And say I'm whole.
Y dice estoy entero.
I want to be the kind of apostolic that comes to church empty.
Quiero ser el apostólico que viene vacío.
Because it was really a play on words.
Porque era usando las palabras.
What he was really saying.
Lo que le estaba diciendo.
Is they think they're rich.
Es que ellos piensan que tienen dinero.
They think they're full.
Ellos piensan que están llenos.
They think they have it all together.
Ellos piensan que tienen todo solucionado.
Can we be the kind of church tonight?
Que seamos la iglesia esta noche.
That doesn't act like we have it all together.
Que no actuamos como si lo tenemos todo
Can
bien.
Can we come to church hungry?
Vengan a la iglesia con hambre.
Can we come to church empty?
Podremos venir vacíos.
Can we come to church poor?
¿Podremos venir pobres?
I know you've got money in the bank.
Yo sé que tienen dinero en el banco.
But can you come to church like your bank account's empty?
Pero podrás venir como si no tuvieras nada.
Instead of coming to church and trying to put on like you've got it all together.
Y no vengas como si tienes todo arreglado.
Can you come to church and tell people, I'll be the first to tell you.
Yo soy el primero en decir, ven.
That he came to save sinners.
Que él vino a salvar a pecadores.
I'm the chief sinner.
Yo soy el primero.
I'm not trying to put on to you tonight.
Yo no quiero poner nada.
I'm telling you that I'm saved by grace.
Soy salvado por gracia.
And he's still saving me today.
Y aún me está salvando hoy.
And I'm hungry for the
Y tengo hambre para el espíritu.
I'm hungry for the miraculous.
Tengo hambre para lo milagroso.
I don't have everything I need.
Yo no tengo lo que necesito.
I want a visitation.
Yo quiero una visitación.
I want a move of God.
Quiero que se mueva Dios.
I don't want to come indignant.
Yo no quiero venir enojado.
Stubborn.
Terco.
Cynical.
Con mente cínica.
Judging everybody.
Juzgando a todos.
I want to come with an open mind.
Quiero venir con mente abierta.
I'm cool if the praise team gets off.
Me da gusto si el coro canta.
As long as the anointing's here.
Pero si la unción está aquí.
I'm cool if the drummer stops in the middle of the song.
Me estoy bien si el que toca el tambor.
As long as God's presence is here.
Pero mientras esté la presencia de Dios está
aquí.
You
know the Pharisees didn't like what he was doing.
Los fariseos no le gustaba lo que hacía
Jesús. Judas didn't like what was happening.
Judas no le gustó lo que estaba sucediendo.
But the blind did.
Pero los ciegos sí.
The dumb did.
Los
mentos sí. The deaf did.
Los sordos sí.
The lame did.
Los cojos sí.
The poor did.
Los pobres. Sí.
Who is poor?
¿Quién estaba pobre?
And I am not.
Y yo no.
Who is needy?
¿Quién está necesitado?
And I am not.
Y yo no.
Who is hungry?
¿Quién tiene hambre?
Who is lost?
¿Quién está perdido?
Praise God. Always people on the outside looking in.
Son las personas afuera mirando adentro.
Who would pay any price to get in?
Que pagan cualquier peso para entrar.
To have his presence.
Para tener su presencia.
Praise God. We've got to have an attitude and a mindset.
Necesitamos una actitud.
That says, take the whole world.
Que dice, quítame todo el mundo.
But give me Jesus.
Pero dame Jesús.
I'm just telling you.
Yo
you
te
can
voy
have
decir,
the money.
Puedes tener el dinero.
I want to be blessed.
Yo quiero ser bendecido.
But I'm just going to tell you.
Pero yo te voy a decir.
There's not anything in the world.
No hay nada en el mundo.
That I would give an exchange for a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Que cambiaría por una relación de Jesucristo.
Because everything that I have.
Porque todo lo que tengo.
I have because of Him.
Lo tengo por él.
I wouldn't have sanity.
Yo no tuviera sanidad.
I wouldn't have life.
Yo no tuviera vida.
I wouldn't have a beautiful wife.
Yo no tuviera esposa hermosa.
I wouldn't have precious babies.
Yo no tuviera bebés hermosos.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Si no fuera por Jesús.
Praise God. Judas judged Mary.
Judas juzgó a María.
Like Michael judged David.
Como Micael juzgó a David.
He saw what she was doing.
Ella miró lo que estaba haciendo.
Not through the lens of who she was.
No por lo que ella era.
But through the lens of who he was.
Pero por lo que él era.
He wasn't open.
Él no estaba abierto.
He wasn't curious.
Él no estaba curioso.
He was judgmental and critical.
Él estaba juzgando y crítico.
Jesus was the creator in flesh.
Jesús era el creador en carne.
The worlds were made by him and for him.
Los mundos fueron hechos por él.
And Jesus chose Judas.
Y Jesús escogió a Judas.
To be his disciple.
Para ser su discípulo.
That's 12 men.
Esos son 12 hombres.
Among millions and millions and millions of people.
Entre los millones y millones y millones de personas.
And Judas.
Y Judas.
Was judging Mary.
Estaba juzgando a María.
He was criticizing the move of God.
Estaba siendo crítico del movimiento de Dios.
Jesus handpicked him.
Dios los cogió.
He gave him a place in his entourage.
Le dio un lugar en su entre.
He gave him a seat at the table.
Le dio una mesa en el lugar.
It was a remarkable reality.
Era una realidad.
He was handpicked by God.
Él fue escogido personalmente por Dios.
Judas should have been focused on how much God loved him.
Judas tenía que estar enfocado en el amor de Dios.
But he was focused on judging the worship.
Pero él se enfocó en juzgar la adoración.
He should have been telling everybody.
Tenía que estarle diciendo a todos.
I met a lady in the airport.
Yo conocí una señora en el aeropuerto.
She found out I was a preacher. I started witnessing to her.
Se dio cuenta que era predicador, le empecé a hablar.
And she said, "Oh, you're a Christian."
Y dice, "Oh, eres cristiano."
That's wonderful.
Eso es maravilloso.
She said, "You know, I'm his favorite."
Saben que yo soy su favorito.
I said, "What?"
Y dije, "¿Yo qué?"
She said, "I know you feel the same way."
Yo sé que tú te sientes igual.
She said, "Surely you feel the same way."
Seguramente te sientes igual.
But I kind of think I'm his favorite.
Pero yo pienso que yo soy la favorita.
I just think he loves me more than he loves anybody else.
Yo pienso que él me ama más que a nadie más.
She had a smile across her face.
Ella tenía una sonrisa en su cara.
She said, "I went out and got a t-shirt made."
Yo salí y me agarré una camisa.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Que dice, sí, Jesús me ama.
She said, "It says I'm his favorite."
Y yo soy su favorita.
You know, some of y'all need to go get a t-shirt made.
Algunos tienen que hacer una camisa
así. That said, yes, Jesus loves me.
Que dicen, sí, Jesús me ama.
I'm his favorite.
Yo soy su favorita.
Come on, he picked you.
Él te escogió a ti.
He adopted you.
Él te adoptó.
He went to the window and selected you.
Él fue a la ventana y te escogió.
But negative people project out on everybody else.
Pero las personas negativas lo afectan a todos los demás.
Because you think everybody else is looking at you.
Porque piensas que todos los demás te miran.
The way that you're looking at everybody else.
Como tú miras a todos los demás.
I'm not telling you something I've not experienced.
Yo no te estoy diciendo algo que no he mirado.
I'm telling you I know what it feels like to be insecure.
Te digo, yo sé lo que se siente tener inseguridad.
I know what it feels like to think everybody's judging me.
Yo sé lo que es pensar que todos te estás juzgando.
But I've been preached to enough.
Pero yo me han predicado lo suficiente.
By Bishop Sutton.
Por el obispo.
And you've been preached to enough.
Y ustedes han sido predicados.
By Bishop Sutton.
Por el obispo.
It's time to start looking at yourself in the mirror.
Es tiempo que te miras en el espejo.
And say, I'm a child of God.
Y digas, yo soy un hijo de Dios.
I'm the blessed of God.
Soy el bendecido de Dios.
I'm the favorite of God.
Soy el favorado de Dios.
And let me tell you what it'll make you do.
Y déjate digo lo que va a hacer.
It'll make you stop judging everybody else.
Vas a dejar de juzgar a los demás.
You'll stop seeing the world the way that you see yourself.
Vas a dejar de mirar el mundo como te
and
miras.
And you'll start projecting the love of God.
Y vas a estar enseñando el amor
back
de Dios
on the world around you.
Al mundo alrededor.
And creating an atmosphere.
Y vas a crear una atmósfera
where the presence of God can move.
Donde la presencia de Dios se puede mover.
Where the supernatural can happen.
Donde lo sobrenatural pasa.
He was God manifest in the flesh.
Era Dios manifestado en carne.
And he was in the room.
Y él estaba en el cuarto.
And all Judas could see.
Y todo lo que Judas miraba.
Was the money bag.
Era el del dinero.
He was eaten up with jealousy and bitterness.
Lo estaba comiendo la amargura y los celos.
He was building a house.
Estaba haciendo una casa.
With his emotions.
Con sus emociones.
And with his thoughts.
Y con sus pensamientos.
Here's the deal.
Esto es el trato.
The house that you build,
la casa que construyas,
is the house you're going to have to live in.
En esa casa vas a tener que vivir.
You're building it.
Estás construyéndola.
Brick by brick.
Tabique por tabique.
Decision by decision.
Decisión tras decisión.
You see the hand. How many's ever built a house?
Alguien que ha levantado una casa.
Ever remodeled a house?
Ha remodelado una casa.
You are the house of God.
Tú eres la casa de Dios.
You were created to be the house of God.
Tú fuiste creado para ser la casa de Dios.
But if you let those emotions continue to flood your life,
pero si dejas que esas emociones controlan tu vida,
if you don't capture those emotions,
si no capturas esas emociones,
and wrestle them down to the ground,
y las tumbas para abajo en el piso,
and stake them down,
y las pones abajo,
and say God
y dices,
is for me,
Dios es para mí,
yes Jesus loves
sí,
me,
sí Jesús me ama,
you're gonna build a house,
vas a hacer una casa,
but when the house is finished,
pero cuando la casa está hecha,
you're not even going to want to live in it.
No vas a querer vivir en ella.
Because it won't have any windows.
Porque no van a tener ventanas.
Because it won't have any doors.
Porque no va a tener puertas.
Because it won't have a beautiful table.
Porque no va a tener una bonita mesa.
It's going to have cobwebs.
Va a tener telarañas.
You're going to try to pull on that string that opens up the window.
Vas a querer abrir la ventana.
But you didn't let light in.
Pero no dejaste entrar la luz.
And you didn't put windows there.
Porque no pusiste ventanas ahí.
And you didn't create a portal of access.
Y no hiciste una puerta de acceso.
Judas was building a house.
Judas estaba haciendo una casa.
Decision by decision.
Decisión tras decisión.
That before it was over,
que antes que terminó,
he wasn't even going to want to live there.
Él ni quería vivir ahí.
Now, if daddy doesn't want to live there,
pero si papá no quiere vivir ahí,
you think your wife's going to want to live in that house?
¿Tú crees que la esposa va a querer vivir ahí?
You think your kids are going to want to live in that house?
¿Tú crees que tus hijos van a querer vivir ahí?
You think company's going to want to come over?
¿Y crees que te van a querer traer visita?
See, you need company.
Necesitas compañía.
You want company.
¿Quieres la compañía?
But the devil will tell you it's because you're so broken.
Pero el diablo te dice es porque estás quebrado.
That nobody wants to hang out.
Que nadie quiere juntarse contigo.
That's a lie.
Esa es una mentira.
Jesus loves you.
Jesús te ama.
Jesus died for you.
Jesús murió por ti.
You need to tell the devil to shut up.
Tienes que decirle al diablo que se calle.
And you need to put a window right there.
Y tienes que poner una ventana ahí.
Because company's coming.
Porque viene la visita.
Family's coming.
Viene la familia.
Revival's coming.
Viene avivamiento.
The miraculous is coming.
Viene lo milagroso.
The supernatural is
viene
coming.
Viene lo sobrenatural.
Build a house.
Haz una casa.
That you want to live in.
Que tú quieras vivir
when
en ella.
When you get old.
Cuando te haces viejo.
You're going to need mercy.
Vas a necesitar misericordia.
But if you build a house that doesn't have mercy.
Pero si haces una casa que no tiene misericordia.
In the season of your life where you need mercy.
En una temporada donde ocupas la misericordia.
Mercy won't be in the house.
La misericordia no va a estar en la casa.
Provision won't be in the house.
Provisión no va a estar ahí.
Judas keeps buying into the lie.
Judas sigue creyendo la mentira.
And in time.
Y en tiempo.
If you watch it play out.
Si lo miras.
His criticism.
Su crítica.
And his cynicism.
Y su cinicismo.
Begins to push the good things of God out of his life.
Empiezan a echar las cosas de Dios afuera.
Eventually.
Y finalmente.
It's just a matter of time.
Es nomás pasa un tiempo.
Before he's ushering things into his life.
Que él está invitando cosas en su vida.
That is literally demonic possession.
Que literalmente son posesión demoníaca.
There's so much darkness.
Hay tanta oscuridad.
There's so many cobwebs.
Hay tantas telarañas.
There's no way for light to come in.
No puede entrar la luz.
He's stacking blocks up.
Él está poniendo bloques para arriba.
He thinks it's a house.
Él piensa que es una casa.
But it's a prison cell.
Pero es una cárcel.
It's a death sentence.
Es una sentencia.
He's building a house.
Él está haciendo una casa.
He's not even going to want to live in it.
Ni siquiera va a querer vivir.
The very hope of the world.
La esperanza del mundo.
That house that he's building.
Esa casa que está haciendo.
Is pushing Jesus away.
Está empujando a Dios, a Jesús fuera.
That house that he's building.
Esa casa que él está construyendo.
Is going to crucify the Messiah.
Va a crucificar al Mesías.
It's going to betray Jesus.
Va a traicionar a Jesús.
It's going to fill him with demonic possession.
Lo va a llenar con espíritus.
And then what comes is regret.
Y luego lo que viene es el rencor.
And now he's taking the bag.
Y luego lo está tomando la bolsa.
And he's throwing the bag.
Y está aventando la bolsa.
The money.
El dinero.
The currency.
El dinero.
He's trying to undo things that he had done.
Está queriendo tomar decisiones para atrás.
Now he has regret.
Pero ahora tiene arrepentimiento.
And remorse.
Y tiene rencor.
And eventually.
Y finalmente.
The house that Judas built.
La casa que hizo Judas.
He did not even want to live in the house anymore.
Él ni siquiera quería vivir en esa casa.
And this is the end.
Y este es el final.
That the enemy has for all of us.
Que el enemigo tiene para todos.
He wants you to barricade yourself in that isolated place.
Él quiere que te construyas y te aíslas en ese lugar.
This is what he wants to do to the church.
Esto es lo que él quiere hacer con la iglesia.
He wants us to be filled with negativity.
Él quiere que estemos llenos con negatividad.
And filled with our own problems.
Y llenos de nuestros propios problemas.
And filled with our own conflicts.
Y llenos de nuestros propios conflictos.
And unforgiveness.
Y que no haya perdón.
To the point where there's no access point.
Al punto que ya no hay acceso.
For company to come.
Para la que venga la compañía.
For visitors to come.
Para que venga la visita.
And then he wants to get us to the place.
Y luego quiere que lleguemos al lugar.
Where we are so barricaded in the darkness.
Donde estamos tan atados en esa oscuridad.
That we can't even live,
que ni siquiera podemos vivir,
in the house that we built,
en la casa que construimos.
And right there,
y ahí en ese lugar,
musicians come,
vengan músicos.
Right there is where he wants us.
Ahí es donde él quiere que estemos.
Right there.
Ahí.
And then what happens?
Y luego qué pasa?
He can't undo what he had built.
Él no puede tomar para atrás lo que construyó.
And in desperation.
Y en la desesperación.
He takes his own life.
Él se quita la vida.
You know what that means?
¿Sabes lo que significa?
That means that he abandoned the house that he had built.
Significa que abandonó la casa que hizo.
But you know what the beautiful thing of this story is?
¿Pero saben qué lo hermoso de esa historia?
The beautiful thing in the unfolding plan of God.
Lo hermoso en el plan de Dios.
Is that it doesn't matter how badly man messes up building the house.
Que no importa qué tan mal hace el problema del hombre.
God never abandons the project.
Dios nunca abandona el proyecto.
God never abandons.
Dios nunca nos abandona.
God never abandons the project.
Dios nunca abandona el proyecto.
God built Adam and Eve a garden.
Dios, Adán y Eva en el jardín.
And they messed it up.
Y ellos lo arruinaron.
And it would be easy for God to say, you know what?
Y era fácil para Dios decir,
you drop the ball.
Hicieron el error.
But he doesn't.
Pero no.
He comes back to the house.
Él regresa a la casa.
That he had built.
Que él hizo.
There's sin in the garden.
El pecado en el jardín.
There's shame in the garden.
Hay vergüenza en el jardín.
Y'all don't have to help me. I just need some keys or something. Just a little music. There's shame.
Hay vergüenza.
There's abandonment.
Hay abandono.
There's loneliness.
Hay soledad.
And they're hiding from God.
Y se están escondiendo de Dios.
And God says.
Y Dios dice.
Adam.
Adán.
Where are you?
¿Dónde estás?
Why are you hiding?
¿Por qué te escondes?
Oh, did you eat of that tree?
Oh, porque comiste de ese árbol.
Yeah, we ate of the tree.
Oh, sí, sí comimos.
God says, I know you're naked.
Dios, yo sé que están encuerados.
I know you're ashamed.
Yo sé que tienen vergüenza.
But I'm not finished with you
pero
yet.
No he terminado contigo.
The project's not done.
El proyecto no ha acabado.
The deal's still on.
El trato todavía
there's
sigue.
Still a house to build.
Todavía hay casa para hacer.
If you're breathing,
si estás respirando,
God's still invested in the project.
Dios está invertido en el proyecto.
God comes to Noah.
Dios viene a Noé.
He comes to see about the world.
Viene a ver del mundo.
And humanity was broken.
Y humanidad estaba quebrada.
Humanity had failed God.
La humanidad falló.
Had messed up.
Se había arruinado.
Had tried over and over and over again.
Trató una y otra vez.
And couldn't get it right.
Y no lo podía hacer bien.
And God comes to the world.
Y Dios viene al mundo.
And he says, these are a bunch of knuckleheads.
Y dice, estos son tercos.
I gotta start over.
Tengo que empezar de nuevo.
But he sees a man.
Pero ve un hombre.
Not a perfect man.
No perfecto.
But a man who's trying to do the right thing.
Pero un hombre que quiere hacer lo correcto.
And where sin did abound.
Y donde abunda la
God gave grace to Noah.
Dios gracias, Noé.
What am I preaching to you tonight?
¿Qué le estoy predicando esta día?
I'm telling you, you need to build a house.
Te estoy diciendo, tienes que hacer una
that
casa
you want to live in 5 years.
Que tú quieres vivir en ella en 5 años.
You need to link up with God.
Te tienes que levantar con
and
Dios.
Start building a house.
Y empezar a construir una casa.
You need to start building a house.
Tienes que empezar a hacer una casa.
That your children are going to want to live in.
Que tus hijos van a querer vivir ahí.
Because your children are going to grow up.
Porque tus hijos van a crecer.
And they're going to have babies.
Y ellos van a tener bebés.
They're going to raise your grandbabies.
Y ellos van a crear tus nietos.
So you've got to build a house.
So tienes que hacer una casa.
That your grandbabies want to hang out
donde tus nietos quieren estar ahí.
You need to make sure it's got a door.
Tienes que te aseguro que hay puertas.
As a matter of fact, you need a bunch of doors.
Necesitas muchas puertas.
Because you need to give people access.
Porque tienes que darle acceso.
You say, "Well, I'm an introvert."
Dicen, yo estoy nervioso.
Hogwash.
Ah, mentiras.
You need to exchange your unforgiveness.
Tienes que dejar tu falta de perdón.
For a door.
Por una puerta.
You need doors.
Necesitas puertas.
You need windows in
necesitas
your house.
Ventanas en tu casa.
I need access points for the Warren.
Necesito acceso.
I just went out the last 2 weeks and preached in places I had never been before.
Fui a predicar en lugares donde nunca he ido.
And you feel a little bit vulnerable.
Y te sientes un poco vulnerable.
But I met some people I've never met before.
Pero conocí personas que nunca había visto.
I made friends.
Hice amigos.
They blessed me.
Ellos me bendicieron.
I think I blessed them.
Yo creo que los bendecí.
The Holy Ghost helped.
El Espíritu ayudó.
That's a door.
Es una puerta.
The more doors you have,
las más puertas tienes,
the more windows you have,
las más ventanas
the
tienes,
more light can get in,
más luz puede entrar,
the more clearly you can see,
más claritamente puedes ver,
the more blessed you're going to be,
más bendecido vas a ser.
All of the good things,
todas las cosas buenas,
that you want in your life,
que quieres en tu vida,
will be because you created access points.
Van a ser porque tú creaste un acceso.
God never gave up.
Dios nunca se rindió.
God never gave up on humanity.
Dios nunca se rindió de la humanidad.
He kept coming back to the house.
Él siguió viniendo a la casa.
Over and over and over
una y otra vez.
To visit humanity.
Para visitar a la humanidad.
And when Jesus is walking the earth.
Y cuando Jesús camina en la tierra.
This is the embodiment of the presence of God.
Esta es la presencia de Dios en cuerpo.
The Shekinah.
El Shekinah.
The glory of God.
La gloria de Dios.
The Holy of Holies.
El Santísimo.
The Word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
The Spirit of God.
El Espíritu de Dios.
Heaven come to earth.
El cielo viene a la
tierra. The kingdom of God come to earth.
El reino de Dios aquí.
And the Bible said that God condescended.
Y la Biblia dice que Dios vino.
To men of low estate.
A los hombres.
He came to us.
Vino a nosotros.
In our depression,
en nuestra depresión,
in our anxiety,
en nuestra ansiedad,
in our fear,
en nuestros miedos,
in our mistakes,
en nuestros errores y los fallas.
He came to us, brother Christian.
Él vino a nosotros.
He came to visit us.
Él vino a visitarnos.
He came to die for us.
Él vino a morir por nosotros.
He came to give us an access point to
Él vino
God.
A darnos acceso.
He became the mediator between God and man.
Él vino a hacerse el mediador
and
entre
he
humanidad.
Has given us the ministry
y Dios, y nos ha dado el ministerio
of reconciliation.
De reconciliación.
Let me tell you something.
Déjate digo algo.
If the church doesn't have windows,
si la iglesia no tiene ventanas,
and if the church doesn't have doors,
y si la iglesia no tiene puertas,
how is the world going to find access to God?
Yo quiero darle acceso.
But God has called us.
Pero Dios nos ha llamado
to kick a hole in the
para abrir una pared.
Of unforgiveness and brokenness.
Y de todo eso,
God has called us.
Dios nos ha llamado
to kick a hole in the door.
Para poner una pared.
Of insecurity and fear.
Y romper la inseguridad.
He's called us to give our world access.
Nos llamó para dar acceso al
to
mundo.
To the glory of God.
A la gloria de Dios.
Let's all stand.
Pónganse de pie.
Let's give God some praise tonight.
Vamos a alabar a Dios esta
Let's
noche.
Magnify Jesus.
Vamos a magnificar a Jesús.
If you're thankful,
si estás agradecido,
that He gave you access.
Que te dio acceso.
Go ahead and give him praise.
Alábalo ahorita.
If you're thankful
si estás agradecido esta noche.
That he created a door for you.
Que él creó una puerta para ti.
He said, I'm the way.
Él dijo, yo soy el camino.
I'm the truth.
Yo soy la verdad.
And I'm the light.
Y yo soy la luz.
No man comes to the Father.
Nadie viene al Padre.
But by me.
Sino por mí.
Come on, somebody give him praise.
Alguien alábelo esta noche.
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifique a Jesús.
Come on, if you want God.
Si quieres a Dios.
To kick a hole.
Que abra una puerta.
In your world right now.
En tu mundo esta noche.
And give you more access.
Y te dé más acceso.
If you want God.
Si quieres que Dios.
To create a bulldozer.
Que haga una puerta.
In your life right now.
Que para que abra un
to
camino.
To help you minister to your world.
Para que tú ministres a tu mundo.
Why don't you make your way to the front?
Venga acá al frente esta noche.
Why don't you bring somebody down with you?
Vente, hay alguien contigo.
And say, I'm ready.
Y di, yo estoy listo.
To be a portal.
Para hacer una puerta.
For the presence of God.
Para la presencia de Dios.
I'm ready.
Yo estoy listo.
To be a doorway.
Para hacer una entrada.
An access point.
Un punto de acceso.
For a world.
Para un mundo.
That needs Jesus.
Que necesita a Jesús.
Come on, somebody.
O alguien esta
begin
noche.
To create an atmosphere.
Puede crear una atmósfera.
Somebody link up with your brother or sister.
Alguien júntese con su vecino.
And make your way down to the front.
Y vengan al frente.
And let it be your prayer tonight.
Y que sea tu oración esta noche.
God, make us.
Dios, haznos.
The epicenter.
El centro.
For a great revival.
De un gran avivamiento.
Make us, God.
Haznos, Dios.
The doorway.
La puerta.
Of restoration.
De restauración.
For a hurting world.
Para un mundo quebrado.
If you walked in sick, you're gonna walk out healed. If you walked in bound, you're gonna walk out free.
If you walked in hate,
you're gonna walk out light.
You're gonna walk out light.
Walked in weary,
if you walked in
gonna be
alright.
If you walked in down,
if you walked in
you're
down,
gonna walk out of.
You're gonna walk out.
If you walked in empty,
come on, somebody needs to begin to build the house right now.
Alguien empieza a construir la casa. Empieza a hacer la casa que quieres vivir.
Build the house you want your babies to live.
Haz la casa donde quieres que viva tu familia. Construir la casa donde quieres que viva. Hasta prepara la mesa.
Let the Holy Ghost clean out the cobwebs.
Que el Espíritu le quita las telarañas. Alguien tiene que empujar ahorita. Hasta que sientes que algo se quiebra. Alguien tiene que empujar ahorita. Hasta que sientes que se rompe.
With. Find somebody to pray with right now. Everybody link up with somebody else. Come on, the Holy Ghost is working right now.